Welcome to The Last Storm. My name is Mark.
And I'm Dave.
And we're here to talk about the game with the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Utah Jazz.
Yeah, man, we got our asses handed to us in this one, 109-93. It wasn't as big of an ass whooping as we've gotten recently, but it was still a really great game to watch. Obviously, Utah came out ready to play because they need to get that number one spot in the West. So obviously they were ready to play, but it was still great, great game to watch and how we were able to compete all game.
And that's all we asked for, was to see a game where we competed for four quarters. I felt like we did that well. We were playing against the best team in the West, and it's a challenge. So with this young team, getting those matchups, you know, that's what I really love watching. So we've got a lot to talk about, and we're going to go through all that. So thank you for joining us for The Last Storm. Here we go.
Man, it was really nice to be able to see our bench players play as well as they did tonight. Every single one of our bench players got 15 plus minutes of playing time. Charlie Brown, 21. Svi had 26. Tony Bradley had 18. Horde had 15. And Gabriel Deck had 26. Great job by these guys. And we just had a really great showing by the second team.
Yeah, I mean, it was really impressive the way that the second team continued to compete, which we needed, because this game was, in a lot of ways, not as close as the score, you know, showed. We fought back to lose the game by less than 20, but there were times where, you know, it looked like we were going to lose it by more than 30. So, you know, that was impressive to watch. The fact that, you know, we continued to fight, even though, you know, there wasn't much chance that we had to win it, that was great to see. And, you know, when you look at it and your bench players, the guys who really led the way as far as scoring goes for the whole team were Svi Mihailuk with 19 points and Gabriel Deck with 18 points. There's nothing else you can ask for from that bench. Obviously, Teo Maladon tied that mark with Deck of 18 points. But those were our three leading scorers. Those were the three guys we had in double figures. But, you know, it's a special time right now to have a player like Gabriel Deck on the team who's just figuring out what he's capable of. He scored in so many different ways. And Svi Mihailuk, very, very impressive, you know, game. So, like you said, that bench really got it done for us.
Yeah, man, our bench scored 57 points of our 93 points. That means our starters only scored 37. Not a good stat that we want to throw out there, but the fact is that bench really stepped up in a big way. Kenny Hustle did not play, which sucks because this is his first game he did not play of the season. Unfortunately, I felt like he had an opportunity to finish out all the games and be the only Thunder player that did that, but tonight he did not play. Ty Jerome didn't play either, but I don't know. Again, like Mark said, our bench played really, really well. They scored most of our points, putting up 57. Great job by them. Not so much by our starters, but again, it's just a lot to learn. Let's just go through our starters, and we'll get back to our bench in a second to talk about the rest of the guys. Baisley, 29 minutes, 1 for 13 field goals, 1 offensive rebound, 3 defensive rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, and 2 points. So you know that's not something that he is proud of. You know he's going to be hard on himself, but just had a rough night all night.
Yeah, but like this is why I like this game so much for us, is because of the matchups, right? Royce O'Neal, one of the best defenders in the league, he gets to guard Baisley, and Baisley gets to have one of the most frustrating games of his season. Royce, you know, he did what he's supposed to do. He frustrated him. So while that, you know, is something that, you know, we're not a big fan of, we understand that this is part of the growth process. And getting that matchup is the important part. Roby had the chance to guard Joe Ingles. I mean, that's an incredibly difficult challenge, right? And Baisley, on the flip side, after having Royce guard him, he's got to guard Bogdanovich. That's tough. You know what I mean? Teo Maladon has to guard Conley. I mean, what are you going to do? And that's one of the toughest things. And flip the other way around, Conley's guarding Teo, and Conley's one of the best players as far as defensive efficiency net rating goes. And Moses Brown, he's got the responsibility of guarding Gobert. What a challenge. So even though these players didn't do so well, they were playing against the best team in the NBA, and their job is to make their job hard. So, you know, I'm impressed, even though, you know, these numbers aren't great.
Yeah, and like Mark said, you know, we're not expecting the numbers to be great, but we're expecting these guys to learn and have a learning experience and a learning lesson. That is what happened tonight. I mean, Moses Brown had one of the best learning lessons you can have against one of the best centers in the league. Great job by Moses. If we want to look at it, 20 minutes tonight, 3 offensive rebounds for a total of 8 rebounds, 1 steal, and 5 points. Great job by him. Isaiah Roby, 22 minutes tonight. 3 for 8 in field goal, 0 for 1 in three-pointers, 1 offensive rebound, 1 total rebound, and 1 block, 6 points. Unbelievable job by him. I felt like he had a horrible matchup for what type of player he is all night, but I felt like Isaiah Roby rose to the occasion and did a great job for 22 minutes.
Yeah, and, I don't see that it's marked down as a three-pointer on the final stat sheet here, but so maybe his foot was on the line on this play, but what I wanted to say about Isaiah Roby was this, like, there was a play in the third quarter where he shot a three and missed it. Gabriel Deck got the offensive rebound and found Roby again. And Roby, you know, looked to put the ball on the floor and attack, but, you know, he just missed a three. The defense was kind of like, you know, prove it before we come guard you. So he went into a step back three. He knocked it down. I guess they said his foot was on the line. In the end, the fact that he shot that, to me, is exactly what we've been looking for. He used the space that was there, and he forced the defense to close out that space, or he, you know, made them pay. Once you can do that from the three-point line, then you can attack them when they close out. So everything will open up to him if he just continues to shoot it. He doesn't even have to make it at the rate that he's used to get people to guard him, because if he shoots it with confidence, then they'll know they should. And if he hits one, or, you know, one out of the first three or four shots he shoots, then he's going to have some momentum and they're going to feel like they have to guard him. And if he starts out hitting one of the first few that he shoots, one of the first ones, then they're going to really, really be in a spot where they're closing out and probably even give him some flybys. So great job by him to continue to be confident in that play. Poku, he was playing. He had a quiet game. 6 points, 9 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal. But I felt like, you know, his passing was, you know, spot on, even though they didn't lead to a lot of assists. And he shot with confidence, and that was good to see.
Yeah, man. Poku's a special player, and he's not going to fill up that stat sheet every single night. It's just not the way he goes. But the reality is that what he's going to do is he's going to do one or two things great every night, because he is a young player, and he's still learning how to use all of his tools all at once. So thus, you're going to see him do something like have a ton of rebounds. Tonight, had 9. Or have a ton of points like he's done in the past, have 21, and maybe not so many rebounds, like at 6 or something like that. But the reality is that when he's doing something right and he's doing something consistent, that's what's exciting. And that's what we need to watch with Poku right now, is when he figures out how to do it all together, assisting, he is going to be a special, special type of player, and I cannot tell you how exciting that is going to be for the future there. Jalen Horde had a huge night coming off the bench, 15 minutes, 4 for 5 in field goal, 1 for 1 in free throws. So he got a big and one. 1 offensive rebounds, total of 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 9 points in that 15 minutes. Just a really, really great job.
Yeah, and I just want to mention Teo again. I already said he had 18 points, but he also had 3 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals. He played Conley tough, and Conley had trouble guarding him because of his size. He scored in a lot of different ways. He scored with runners. He scored out the glass. He scored with his jump shot. He knocked down 2 threes. It was really impressive the way ways he found to get to the bucket and just finish with touch. He slowed himself down at the right times. So great job by Teo.
Yeah, man. Just continues to show you he's one of the best 19-year-olds in the league. One of the few 19-year-olds, but he's still really impressive. Really great job by Tony Bradley tonight. 18 minutes, 1-for-3 in field goals. Only scored 4 points, but had 3 assists, 4 rebounds, 2 of which are offensive. And just did a really good job all around. I'm impressed by Tony Bradley's ability to pass. It's not something that I've would have highlighted in the past from watching him with the Jazz and with the 76ers, but he seems to have a really good feel of passing and where the guys are at on the floor.
And Charlie Brown Jr., I thought he had a good game. His shot looked like it was really solid. 4 rebounds and 5 points. He was 1-for-2 from the field and 4-for-4 from the free throw line, and I was really impressed with what he was able to do. He is young, and he, you know, has a lot of potential. But between him and Jalen Horde, I really felt like those two guys showed why they are in the NBA tonight. And a lot of people who aren't watching these games are kind of missing it. But these guys, you know, they should have a future in the league, and it's great to get to know them right now.
Yeah, Charlie Brown Jr., 6 points were big because 4 of them came off of free throws. I just felt like he did a great job tonight. Really just unbelievable player that we found that wasn't playing on a team. I think that's what's great about the players that we have. A lot of these guys were non-useful to other teams but found places where they're at now. You know, I don't think, Mark, there's been any big movement at all in the standings where we're at. We're still sitting in tied for third in the standings. Wizards beat the Cavs today. Nuggets beat the Pistons. And 76ers beat the Magic. So obviously those are three places that nothing's moved. The one thing that really surprised me that I think is going to matter about tomorrow is the Rockets beat the Clippers. Did you notice that, Mark?
I saw that the game was close, and I decided, I don't know, if you look at it, the last game with the Rockets played too, it was a very close game. So I was surprised that they were able to make it close, but, you know, I did not see that they were able to pull that off. That's impressive that the Clippers are having trouble with the Rockets at this point in the season. That's pretty incredible.
Well, and I think it has a lot to do with possibly with the way they're trying to get some rest for some players. So I do think this is going to make a difference tomorrow with how we're playing. I'm looking at the standings before we go because I want to make sure that I say this properly, because the Clippers, they're going up. This is what's interesting. Wow. The Clippers are going up against the Denver Nuggets for seventh place right now, or for third place. So they're tied right now for third place. Now, I don't know if this has anything to do with that, but look who the Nuggets, if the Nuggets win, will have to play first. Seriously, would you want to play the Lakers in the first round? I wouldn't want to play the Lakers in the first round. So that's where it's at right now. So it's going to be interesting to see if the Clippers or if the Denver Nuggets are going to have to play the Lakers in the first round. But I for sure as hell wouldn't want to have to play the Lakers in the first round, or the possibility of playing the Lakers or Warriors in the first round, whatever team, you know, moves on from there. So again, there's a lot going to happen in the last day of the season. Not tomorrow. That would be on, I believe, Sunday is the last day of the season. So still some things to be able to work out. But the reality is it looks like we're going to be in a spot that Orlando Magic and us are tied at this moment for 21 wins and 50 losses. That's what it's going to come down to. You have Detroit Pistons have 20 wins and the Houston Rockets now have 17. So we're sitting in third place, tied for third on worst record in the league. That gives us a really great chance to either A, stay where we're at, or move up in the draft.
So, yeah, on Wednesday, the Rockets lost by 2 points to the Lakers. So, pretty incredible that right now they're coming on strong and giving the LA team some trouble. You know, I want to bring up Gabriel Deck one more time because this is, I believe, only his fifth game. He is, by far, I believe it's his best game. 18 points, 5 of 5 from the free throw line, 1 of 1 from deep. 6 of 9 total, so we shot 66%. 6 rebounds. Two of them were offensive. That's really impressive. One assist. And I just felt like he played really, really well. He showed his versatility from scoring. I already mentioned that. But I don't want to just, like, you know, forget it. You know, this was a great game by him. This is why we saw so much effort by Coach Daigneault and by Sam Presti and the whole organization to get him over here as fast as possible, to get him some playing time so that he could really, you know, prepare for next season with some NBA minutes under his belt. So, incredible game from him. Great job. I'm really, really, really proud of this guy, and I'm so glad to have him on the team.
Yeah, man. Fact check real quickly. 8 games is how many games he's played this season. He, like Mark said, 20.9 minutes a game, 42.6% field goal range. He's still working on his three-point range, three-point percentage. Rebounds, he's averaging 4.1, 2.5 assists, one steal, and 7.5 points a game. It's been quick work for him, but the reality is I do think that he is a double-figure scorer in the NBA. He just needs a little bit of time before he can get to that.
Well, that's about it. We're pumped up about, you know, this team. We're pumped up about the last game coming up against the Clippers. And we have a lot to look forward to about, you know, the upcoming Top Shot giveaway. You know, we've mentioned it a little bit before that, you know, we're going to wait till the season is over to give more details about that. But I'll tell you right now, Dave and I keep talking about it, and we're pumped up about it. We're really excited about it.
Yeah, this is just an opportunity for us to be able to invest with you guys and show you our appreciation for listening to us all year. And the reality is that each of these Top Shots, and especially the Thunder players, are valuable and to us. And it doesn't matter if one day they're valuable or not, but the reality is that they're valuable to us because they're each of the favorite moments that we've had this year and last year. Again, this is just some fun stuff to be able to watch, figure out how they're going to display it eventually. And when they do, it's going to be some exciting things. Obviously, this is an investment in the aspect of getting something for free and sitting on it until it's actually worth something, because that's the reality is each of these players are going to be worth more money when we get to the playoffs. And that's all it is.
Yeah, man. And that's it. We're going to be all about this and trying to find ways to help our listeners get a piece of these players' future success, because we really believe that this young foundation is the foundation of the team. And we are going to get new players through the draft. We're going to get new players through trades and stuff like that. But in the end, the youth movement is alive and well, and we're here for it. And this is our way of saying thank you to all of our loyal listeners who have done so much to support us for this last season. This is our first season to do this, and we are so impressed with how much, you know, fun we've had, with how many people we've met. So we are going to keep doing it right on through.
Absolutely. There's nobody that's going to be able to stop us at this point, and I'm just stoked that we have the listeners that we do, and I appreciate all of our daily listeners that reach out to us daily and let us know. Thank you for giving them shout outs and different things like that we do all the time. So again, if you are a daily listener or you're just a listener in general, reach out to us. We would love to be able to communicate with you and make sure that you guys get on that list that we have already for Top Shots that we're going to be handing out.
That's right. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow.